Pass the damn ball. It's Mitch. Back with another episode of Pass the Damn Ball. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at @PassTheDamnBall_. You can follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. Follow me on Twitter at MitchAdams209 or X or whatever it's called now, Twitter. So we are here in the NFL off season, and we got some breaking news. Just wanted to catch up with you guys and discuss in case you missed it, because there's a lot going on. There was the Oscars this weekend as well. A lot going on just in life in general. That's pretty exhausting. I think we can all agree on that. Breaking news though, T. Higgins gets that franchise tag from the Cincinnati Bengals, $26.2 million franchise tag. And, you know, there was a lot of trade rumors, off-season rumors about what are the Cincinnati Bengals going to do with T. Higgins. I think this is a smart move on their end, not just because T. Higgins is a reliable asset for Joe Burrow, but also because we don't know what the hell is going to go on with Ja'Marr Chase. There's still that kind of cloud over the Cincinnati Bengals of what's he going to do? Is he going to get that extension? Is he going to, again, you know, have a dramatic offseason of I'm not going to play, I'm not showing up? So T. Higgins securing him with the franchise tag, maybe they can get a contract done. But this also eliminates any trade potential at this point in time for T. Higgins. So teams that were interested in Higgins, you know, you can name the 49ers considering who they traded for and who they're trying to trade. We'll get to that in a second. Green Bay Packers, T. Higgins was an ideal destination. You know, I mean, teams in their division, like the Steelers, the Ravens, I mean, Cleveland needs a miracle. They need a prayer. They need a lot. But a team like Baltimore, a team like Pittsburgh could really use a player like T. Higgins. So Cincinnati Bengals securing him and moving forward, that is the breaking news on the top of the hour. So let's talk about this Commanders trade for Deebo Samuel. The Commanders send a fifth round pick, only a fifth round pick, to the 49ers for Samuel Deebo. That is crazy. Samuel Deebo, Deebo Samuel, you know what I mean. Fifth round, that's it. That just shows to me the Niners really just wanted him out. I feel like his value, considering how important he is to this 49er team, we've seen times that when Deebo does not play, the Niners offense is not as powerful. I mean, whether that's McCaffrey, Deebo, both. I mean, you could argue McCaffrey is their most important player, but Deebo, argue he's their second most important player. You could put Trent Williams in there as well. Washington is taking on the remainder of Samuel's contract. Will pay his $17.55 million salary for the 2025 season. Samuel in 2024, he's age 29 now. Receiver, running back, dual threat. He had 806 scrimmage yards, so 670 passing total, 136 rushing, had four touchdowns on 93 touches. That's not a lot. You would like to see that production go up a little more. He averaged a career worst 8.7 yards per touch. That's still 8.7 yards per touch. Most people don't even come close to 8.7 yards per touch. How does Deebo Samuel fit with the Commanders? Well, that's a new toy for Jaden Daniels. Samuel is a versatile weapon for Mr. Daniels, who only had one reliable receiver last year, Terry McLaurin. So you now got the running threat in the backfield. You got McLaurin on one side, you got Deebo. Now, I mean, they're just going to be offensively screen heavy, the Commanders, even more. They ranked 21st, the Commanders, in yards per catch, 5.1 last season. Samuel's career average per catch is 9.0. So Commanders 5.1. Debo's season low was 8.7. Debo was still 3 yards averaging more than the Commanders last year, ranking 21st. That is crazy. San Francisco 49ers also trying to trade Ayuk. That is a rumor. We'll get to that in a little bit. Moving on to more news. The Eagles, they are eyeing Myles Garrett. Oh no, please God, no. Sources tell Diana Russini from The Athletic that the Eagles have real, quote-unquote real, interest in trading for Garrett. One of her sources is an NFL GM. ESPN's Dan Graziano expects Philly and Buffalo to pursue Garrett aggressively. The Eagles could opt to pay Garrett around $20 million per season left on the contract. Over impending free agent rusher Josh Sweat, who's projected to get around $20 million per year. This assumes that Garrett is willing to play under his current deal. Russini believes that the acquisition of Garrett would probably prevent the Eagles from keeping their other top free agents, like linebacker Zach Bond, who was second in the team in tackles, defensive tackle Milton Williams, and right tackle Becton. But I don't care. If you were subtracting, addition by subtraction, right? Subtract those three players, you bring in Myles Garrett to already complement that dominant front four. Look out. Philly is going to continue to it's like adding Saquon Barkley to your backfield. What did the Eagles do last year? Exactly that. So I think for the Eagles' sake, if they can get this done, it would be a really, really good trade. It would only benefit them even more as a contender to go back-to-back next season. And let's see what happens with the Philadelphia Eagles as far as... and Buffalo Bills. And that's an interesting one as well, getting Myles Garrett. All right. Another news that happened this weekend. Matthew Stafford, extension fallout. The Rams and Stafford agreed to restructure his contract. This was after rumors were swirling about Stafford leaving. And Aaron Rodgers, that name was thrown out a lot, which I think there was real talk from what I've heard. There was real talk of Aaron Rodgers actually becoming a Los Angeles Ram, which makes a lot of sense. Him and McVay, he would probably thrive under the McVay offense. Then again, we saw Garoppolo somewhat thrive in week 18. So Aaron Rodgers, even with his being on the older side of the quarterback, he'd probably thrive in that. According to multiple sources, the Giants and Raiders offered more money. That's interesting. The Giants and Raiders were in the Stafford sweepstakes, but Stafford did not want to uproot his family, comfortably living in L.A. Shortly after addressing Stafford's deal, the Rams re-signed their blindside protector, Alaric Jackson, to a 3-year, $57 million deal. So Stafford, obviously, those stars needed to align. I need my guy who I trust in that backfield. The Giants, with Stafford out of the picture, they are expected to sign a veteran. They've had multiple conversations with Aaron Rodgers. Multiple conversations. And pursue a quarterback in the draft. So there's sign a vet and sign somebody or draft somebody. Trade to the number one pick, presumably to select Cam Ward, is being considered. Now, on the Raiders' end, the Raiders will pivot to Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields. Three interesting options. That's really interesting. My dad and I were just having a conversation at a local bar. Shout out to Gallagher's. And he asked me, out of these four quarterbacks, who would you rather start a team with? Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Aaron Rodgers. Well, out of those four, who would you want right now? Start a quarterback. So put myself in the Raiders' position. Well, let's see. Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. That, you know, I don't know if history... Is there someone better? Justin Fields? Could we pay maybe Justin Fields, not too much, but still a more reliable asset. I mean, the Russell Wilson thing, it just seems like no matter whether it's the Raiders or not, it's a one-year rental car, right? Let's go, Russ. Give it all you can. Veteran presence. And unless the Raiders sign somebody or draft somebody like a Shedeur Sanders, maybe somehow they end up getting Cam Ward. I don't think Cam Ward will fall back that far back in the draft. But draft options do include Sanders, Jackson Dart, Jalen Mallor, and Quinn Ewers. So let's see what the Raiders will do. In other Raiders news, they are shopping their tight end, Michael Mayer, their 2023 second rounder. He's got 48 career catches, and now he is just buried in the depth chart behind up-and-comer Brock Bowers, who I highly suggest, if you're listening to this, you want this man on your fantasy football team next year. You want, circle that man. Trade candidates, Brandon Ayuk. Ian Rappaport reports that the 49ers are open to trading Brandon Ayuk. This is just a year after the Niners gave him that contract. And he, before he even got injured, he was having a very underwhelming performance. A very not like Ayuk. He was dropping a lot of passes. He was not catching the ball consistently. And he missed camp, so he was coming off slow off the line. Ayuk, rehabbing a torn ACL and MCL, it was both, signed a four-year, $120 million extension in last August. Good luck trying to trade him on that extension. And last but not least, the Jets hope to trade Devontae Adams before the start of the league year. But if no deal materializes, he will be released, and I would not mind a Devontae Adams reunion to the Green Bay Packers. That was In Case You Missed It, brought to you by Guitar Repair in Scottsdale, Arizona. If you need a guitar repair or looking for a quality guitar, look up Red Sky Guitar Repair. Pass the damn ball. We have now reached the last month of the regular season of the NBA, and things are tightening up in the Wild Wild West. Don't look now, ladies and gentlemen, but the Sacramento Kings are the eighth seed. What? What is happening?
Would you pass the damn ball?
Who would have saw that coming? I don't know, but let's keep it going, Sacramento. Light that beam, baby. So I wanted to come on here and talk real quickly about the face of the NBA and what all the hoopla is about. You know, the NBA needs a face. We need to figure out who the next face of the NBA is. People are throwing out names like Jason Tatum. Sure, I don't necessarily see him as the face of the NBA. You could argue he's a top five player in the NBA. He plays for the Boston Celtics, the most winningest championship franchise in the NBA. He could win possibly a back-to-back championship this year. But even if he were to accomplish that, I don't see him as the face of the NBA. Anthony Edwards. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, put the crown on him now. He's about to take that throne last offseason. And in the playoffs. But as we have seen this year, the Timberwolves regress, it's kind of simmered on Anthony Edwards, the next face, and he has even come out and said, I'm not really interested in being the face of the NBA. And I think that speaks volumes, because you got to really want to be the face of the NBA. You know who wanted to be the face of the NBA? Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant wanted that torch. Kobe Bryant, after winning those three championships with Shaquille O'Neal, he went and got two more. He was the face of the NBA. He took it. He was very vocal about that, and he played like he wanted it. LeBron James, This man has been claiming that I'm the king since the year 2003 coming out of the draft. This man also did The Decision. So for him to be saying, you know, face of the league, I mean, he was just talking about this weekend about being the face of the league. I mean, because he is the face of the league still. It's him, 1A, and Curry, 1B. You can argue that Curry's above him, but I still think it's LeBron. Not just because LeBron has been to more finals than Curry, but because he's been in this league longer. He's still LeBron James. That's the number one name. You're going to know. And then it's Steph Curry. And what's crazy is both of these guys are playing ridiculous at their age. LeBron being over 40. LeBron, there was this wild statistic yesterday that they showed while the Lakers were playing the Clippers. LeBron is averaging statistically points, percentage, rebounds, assist more than his MVP season when he was on the Miami Heat. I believe that was 2012-2013 season. His statistics are better right now since turning age 40. That is insane. He's still the face of the NBA. Steph Curry, if LeBron and Curry, which I would really think it'd be cool to see a Warriors versus Lakers, as much as it would painfully hurt internally to watch them play in the playoffs against each other, especially with a chance to go win the chip. We see a LeBron and Curry, you could argue that, okay, this is for all the marbles. Who is the face? But then, who's next? Who is next? I don't think it's Anthony Edwards. Ja Morant, he had his chance. There's still a chance he can do it, but he needs to play more seasons, and we need to see more consistent basketball of him, and he needs to get far in the playoffs this year. Jason Tatum, no, I don't see it. Jokic, he doesn't want it. He does not want to be the face of the NBA, and that's okay. Triple-double machine, you could argue he's the best player in the NBA right now, but he's like, whatever. He doesn't want it. So don't put him as the face of the NBA. You gotta want it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's somebody who wants it. He would love to be the face of the NBA. Maybe, maybe not as much as he did 4 years ago, which he was very open about that after getting that chip. He wants it. He wants to win more. He's always been about winning more. But he hasn't been back to the championship since, and injuries have plagued him down. So we can't necessarily say Giannis is next. Luka. If I was at a casino betting money, I put Luka down as the next face of the NBA. Not just because he took his team to the finals last year. Not just because he's somebody that would want it. But he is now also on the Los Angeles Lakers. That holds weight. Two players I mentioned, LeBron and Kobe. Faces of the NBA. Shaquille O'Neal as a Laker, face of the NBA. Magic Johnson. He had Kareem on his team, who was the face of the NBA at that time. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. I think Luka Doncic, and I don't necessarily agree that it has to be an American-born player. This is the NBA. Anybody's welcome to this National Basketball Association. This is the best of the best. So if you are the best of the best, and you want that, and you win, I say it's going to be Luka Doncic, especially without things transpired. I don't necessarily know if he would have been the face of the league still on the Dallas Mavericks. Now he's playing with LeBron, his idol. He's playing with the face of the NBA. So it only seems right that once that face of the NBA is finally retired. Who knows when that will be? Man, Luka might retire before LeBron at this point. I don't know. But you got to want it. Anthony Edwards doesn't want it. Kevin Durant, you could have argued that him and LeBron were the faces of the NBA between 2014, 2013, 2017. And KD's always been right there. But he doesn't necessarily want it. LeBron's always wanted it. Luka wants it. Let's see what happens. But who would you put as the next face of the NBA? Just think about that. LeBron, Curry, then who? Who's next? Thank you for listening to Pass the Damn Ball with your host, Mitchell Adams. Stream Valley DT on all streaming platforms. You may find a song that you like, hip-hop music, artists from various valleys, ranging from Northern California to Phoenix, Arizona. You may vibe with it. You'll find something you like. Shout out to everybody that's helped make me possible. Shout out to all the support. Pass the Damn Ball. We'll be back soon. Thank you for listening.
Pass the Damn Ball.
Pass the Damn Ball.
Pass-